Welcome in. It is Chamber Chat time. Hi, Janae.
Good morning.
Good morning. You have a guest with you today.
Yes, we do. We have Leslie Hall, and she is the marketing specialist with our business spotlight of the month, Mediacom.
Mediacom. There we go. Leslie, you brought some treats here with you.
I did. As has become our theme over the years, I always like to bring some little treats and things and some popular items from the past.
Okay.
We've resurrected, and those are the universal charging cords.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, they'll work for both Android and Apple. So if you want, come on down. We've got plenty.
Okay.
And then I have some little oil brushes or basting brushes, conversation starters for the local barbecues.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And it could be used for a lot of other things. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Maybe. I wonder if you put like paint in there, could you actually, you know, a little bit of, you know, creative paint work with it? Because it's got a brush on the head of it. But anyway.
I think children would probably do better than adults with that.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Actually, when I was a kid, that we would have this glue. That's a moussage or something like that it was called. And that's exactly the applicator that was on there. You'd pull it out and then you'd put it down and you'd put your little, when you were doing paper mache, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So see, it's multi-use, you know,
awesome.
Just like the multi-channel world that you live in.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Absolutely.
And your job with the company is to promote, obviously, but...
Yes, yes. Okay. I always joke that I'm kind of like the face. I'm the one that they send out to do all the events and different things. That's why I'm here today.
There you go.
And I absolutely love it. I love to get to know people in all of the different communities and everything, and then it's always fun, too, because then I learn where all the local establishments are throughout all of Minnesota.
Why not? What the heck? That's a good way to, you know, garner that information. So, how vast, how expansive is Mediacom?
Currently 22 states. And previously, the region that I was in, we were known as the Lakes region, and it encompassed 6 states, which was all of Minnesota, parts of South Dakota, Wisconsin, Northern Iowa, and then we also had Arizona and California.
Well,
and we're currently going through a reorganization. So sadly, we lost Arizona and California to another region, which makes me sad because I liked going out there.
Yeah, no kidding. Although I'm sure they have some other warm states you can go to.
Absolutely.
Okay. So. All right. What's the newest with your company?
Oh, so many changes right now.
So many.
So, one of the things, as of May 15th, we did do another speed boost for our customers.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've offered so many speeds since I've been with the company, but recently our previous speeds were an internet 100, an internet 300, and then our 1 gig. And then what we did on May 15th is we bumped them up to 250, 500, and then our 1 gig is still a 1 gig.
Mm-hmm.
But we do still have an internet 100. What they did is with the Affordable Connectivity Program, that federal program brought on from COVID, that ended April 30th. And so what WERC did is they created a program called Extreme Connect, and that replaces the Affordable Connectivity Program. And so basically it's still 100 meg internet speed with a 20 megabyte upload speed. There's no data allowance on it, which is fantastic. And we're... the Affordable Connectivity Program would knock $30 off your bill.
Mm-hmm.
This one will save you a whole dollar and a penny a month.
Oh, boy. There you go.
Hands up.
It's $14.99 a month if you qualify, and then if you need to do a modem rental for an additional $14. So it'd be $28.99 a month.
Okay.
If you need to be on the Extreme Connect program. And honestly, from what the Affordable Connectivity program was to this one, we've actually added some additional programs to it so that even more people may be able to qualify for it. So if anybody had any questions or anything, they can simply call in and then they can work through. And we do use like a third-party verification process to make sure that you qualify and everything. And then you'll have to renew annually for it. It's a great way if you need internet and, you know, times are tough for a lot of people and everything. So we're just trying to do our part to help folks out.
So in other words, that's kind of would be what we would consider more the, a basic program, but would get everyone what they kind of need with internet.
Because, I mean, you could, 100 megs is still relatively fast.
Yeah.
You know, if
for those it's not like the old dial up, you know.
Yes, for those of us who remember the inception of the internet, it's a lot faster than 512 kb.
There you go. Things have moved along in the interweb, so there you go.
So
all right.
And then, along with that, so like I said, we've got the Extreme Connect, which we just started. That came into effect May 1st. We've got the increased internet speeds. And coming soon, we are diving into the world of offering cell phone service.
Really?
It is coming. So we're just finalizing a few things. So I'm thinking maybe in a month or so, be on the watch out for commercials, radio commercials.
Is that going to be their nationwide effort, or is just will that start in Minnesota here? Or
no, it'll be across the entire company footprint.
Yeah? Okay.
Yep. So you'll start seeing new wraps on our vans. They'll look pretty.
There you go. And I know that that means to me normally that there's going to be some bundling deals.
Yes. So our folks at the corporate level, they're still working through all of that fun stuff and everything. But we're looking forward to it. It's a really good price point that'll be coming out for customers. The only requirements is that you'll have to live within our serviceable footprint. So generally that means in town.
Kind of where your towers are, basically?
So for our towers, that would be our Bolt product, which is our fixed wireless product. Okay. And right now, we currently only have 7 of those towers in the state of Minnesota.
Okay.
We were supposed to have one kind of up in this area a few years ago, but unfortunately things didn't work out. We didn't get to launch that like we wanted to. Mm-hmm. But that would be more for rural customers outside of town. At some point we may, you know, have more of those. Again, they're working across the entire company footprint getting those installed.
Okay.
So for our Extreme customers in town, they would be able to get that. So they would just have to have at least one MediaCom service with us, and then they would qualify to get the phone service as well.
So exciting things going on.
Yes, lots of exciting things, lots of changes.
You might say they're extremely exciting.
Yes. Okay. We do a lot of those really bad puns.
I know. Well, I'm an old dad, so I can tell old dad jokes, you know, with the best of them. But that's great. You obviously are one of our chamber members, these gals do a heck of a job, don't they?
Heck yeah.
Yeah. And they got a big event coming up.
They do. And I'm a horrible golfer.
But you're going to try.
No.
Good. Then you're going to be waiting in the clubhouse for him later on.
That's more my style.
Yeah, there you go.
I've only, over the course of my tenure working in cable, have I done one golfing event. And
did you hurt yourself?
I did not, but I managed to hit the tree dead on, and that ball just ricocheted straight back.
Oh, boy.
And it was 4, and everybody ducked. And
Well,
it's just keep me off the course.
Sure. It's for everyone's safety. We're going to keep Leslie off the course. That's the way it's going to be. We've decided. So.
That's why we have insurance.
That's right. All right. Well, thank you for your information. Anything you want to say in wrapping up on your side of things?
Sure. Yeah. I've got some information. Like Janae was saying, we are one of the Chamber of the Month companies. Mm-hmm. So I have some information over at the Chamber office. Also, our local office is over in Hutchinson at 317 Highway 7.
Yeah, down there.
Yep, down there. And then also you can either go to extreme.com, which is xtream.com, or mediacomcable.com. They both take you to the same place, or you can call 855-224-2253.
All right, Leslie, thank you. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Janae? There's a tattooed gal right over here, and she says she's doing okay. Is that?
I'm good.
You're good, Rand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Rand Kranz is, got a colorful arm.
Yeah, she
does.
Colorful.
It is. It's, I mean, some kind of, yeah. You know, kind of a, just a blue. That's got some stuff, man. I'm
it's
telling
beautiful.
You. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't tell you all what it is, but I know that it's busy. So, yeah. You know, and every kid in the world should like it. There's just some that don't. But yeah, yeah, yeah. They'll. It'll wear on them. Don't worry. Yeah, they'll love it in a bit. So, anyway, Janae, you have some things going on you want to talk about.
Yeah, we have been busy at work on our golf scramble that's coming up on Monday, June 24th.
Mm-hmm.
We are kind of in the final processes of getting that, you know, everything established. So, but we are open to, if you have a team or you'd like to sponsor, we will gladly take those registrations yet. So just give us a call or stop by. Mm-hmm. And then next Tuesday, June,
right there 11th. On the old calendar,
11. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
At 6 is the annual Parade of Bands.
Wow.
So for the that the Visitors Bureau puts on. So come down. They're going to start food vendors are going to be open from noon to 9. So you can come for lunch, dinner, enjoy the parade.
Mm-hmm. Our regional meteorologist has said that starting on Friday of this week, we're going to have a week of almost perfect weather.
Yeah.
Very little chance for any rain.
I saw that.
Sunshine and maybe mid-70s for tops.
Right?
And
just
humidity's down.
Huh? Yeah. It's just perfect.
I would say we should have a parade.
Yeah, I would say so too. Works out.
Food trucks and everything, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Good.
So yeah, I just encourage the whole community to come out because it's, if you haven't experienced it, it's awesome. Pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think for those that... I mean, my age and probably even older, we remember when they had a lot of bands and parades. And then because the band programs themselves kind of changed around, they went to a few bands in parades that were anytime after the 4th of July or anywhere near the 4th of July, that period of time. And all of a sudden, there weren't very many. And as I said, and now here's a chance for you to go see a bunch of bands.
Yep, 10.
And some of the best.
10 and then your Litchfield Marching Dragons as well. So, and then you'll just see just everybody you know from the community. There's so many local volunteers that help out with
how
it.
Many
whether
did
that's
you think
the
they
band
had last
host.
Year?
Oh. I mean, gosh.
It was tens of thousands. Yeah. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Yeah, there was a ton of people. Yeah, and a lot of work that's put into it. So it's an easy way to come and like have a fun night, but also support your local community.
Yeah,
so
good. Yeah. Anything else you got coming up from the Chamber and from the Visitors Bureau that we should know about?
I mean,
just, that's enough, but I'm just saying.
I mean, there,
you don't need any more. Yeah. You can't hardly, you know,
right.
You don't have enough to go around it.
Yeah, but
if you
course.
Had some guys over there, you might, you know.
Yeah, I guess, but we're not going to find out.
No, nope. They got it all dialed in. They know exactly the gals that they got and what they, you know, want to get going over there.
Right.
So, yeah, well, that's great. Next week, you're going to be around for the Chamber Chat?
Yes. Yep. Okay. We'll be here next week. So, but in the meantime, you can visit us online at litch.com. Give us a call, 320-693-8184. Stop by our office. We are at 219 North Sibley, or either of our emails, which is just rayanne@litch.com or janae@litch.com. And then, of course, you can find us on social media.
Beautiful. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. All right. There you go. There you've got Rayanne, we've got Leslie, we've got Janae.